Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2285, Permission to Break the Nutrition Rules by Jill Coleman of jillfit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Permission to Break the Nutrition Rules by Jill Coleman of jillfit.com. As cliche as it feels to write a post about breaking the rules, I felt it was overdue, since a huge part of my hashtag moderation365 journey to liberated eating actually began when I harnessed the courage needed to question some of my old beliefs around food. And for those who want to break the all-or-nothing mentality, it requires you start learning a new language around food and break the need to be perfectly on plan or else. 10 years ago, when I was competing and losing and gaining the same 20 pounds year after year, if you'd asked me how to eat for fat loss, I'd list 24 must-dos, rigid rules that if you just did them all perfectly 100% of the time, you'd be able to get up on stage at a bodybuilding competition. Things like, eat every 3 hours or else your metabolism will slow down. Drink a gallon of water a day or else your metabolism will slow down. Fasted cardio first thing in the morning for enhanced fat burning. At least 25 grams of protein at every meal or else you're losing muscle. No big carb meals before bed or else you'll store fat. Each workout needs to be for a specific body part or else we won't know how to categorize the workout. Watch sodium or else you'll get bloated and puffy. And eat immediately post-workout or else you're losing muscle by the minute. These are some examples of the kinds of guidelines that we have our competitors following. Rules, rules, and more rules. I hate it now, and I feel like we did ourselves and our clients a disservice early on. Because the nature of rules is that we feel badly or wrong when we break them. It perpetuates a feeling of not good enough, and that if we don't do things perfectly, then we might not even try, not to mention the fear factor. It sucks going through your day worried you're messing up every second. It's no way to live. But here's the thing. You can get great results by creating rules of your own based on your own preferences, mindfulness practice, listening to your body's cues, and finding a way to actually like how you eat. Will you be able to get up on stage in a swimsuit at 10% body fat? Probably not. But that's not the goal of automated eating. The goal is to be healthy, fit, and not obsessively miserable with your eating and exercise. And in order to do that, you have to start breaking some rules. In fact, just stop collecting rules altogether. Just stop it. I distinctly remember when I started breaking my old nutrition rules and at first feeling disoriented, like, is this okay? And the more I did it, the more I saw that my body didn't actually change that much. I didn't gain 50 pounds. I wasn't losing muscle by the second, and I didn't get bloated if I didn't carry around my gallon water jug. The key here is having the experience, because not all nutrition decisions carry the same weight in terms of outcomes. A simple example. Scenario 1. You force yourself to eat 150 grams of protein every day because you worry you'll lose muscle if you don't, or you'll gain fat because you'll be ravenous later. You mentally calculate your protein grams all day long to make sure you get enough, obsessively stressing and scheduling and counting in your mind. You get 150 grams. Good job. Now go to bed and wake up tomorrow worrying about the same thing all over again. Or scenario two, you eat moderately and stay mindful of hunger and satiety cues throughout the day. You eat foods your body feels good on, and you intermittent sample some preemptive cheats, going to bed satisfied and enjoying how you ate. Without thinking about it, you took in about 100 grams of protein. The macro difference? 50 grams of protein. The actual difference in your physique? Practically nothing. The difference in mental obsession? Night and day. This was the first rule I broke. I stopped mentally calculating protein grams and instead just started asking, does this have any protein in it? That's it. I didn't care if it had 10 grams or 50 grams. If it had some and it was going to satisfy me but not make me feel stuffed, I ate it. The physique change outcome was minimal, if any. I still carry tons of muscle. Sure, I'm not as lean as I was when I was competing, but that was a full-time job, and so I picked my battle. Automated eating, to me, beats trying to perfectly follow rules and plans, and the latter is not even possible long-term. Try to perfectly implement 20 rules, and you'll be successful at exactly zero of them. But learn to eat according to your personal preferences, unique psychology, and having an understanding of your own body, and watch as things feel effortless. And the change in outcomes is minimal. Pick and choose your nutrition battles. Implement some non-negotiables. I call these my three DNCs, or daily nutritional commitments. If I don't do anything else, I make sure to get these in because they help me to stay on track. And as for the rest, I do my best. The most successful people don't follow rules, they create their own. You just listened to the post titled Permission to Break the Nutrition Rules by Jill Coleman of jillfit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What's great about listening to this podcast is that through this show, we can save you a bunch of time and heartache. You can learn from the best and avoid some of the early mistakes the authors of the articles and I have made. We give you shortcuts. Today's author, Jill, shared her experiences trying to follow a bunch of nutrition quote-unquote rules. And Jill was a competitive athlete. So please learn from Jill's post today and consider finding a couple of non-negotiables when it comes to your nutrition. Then, as Jill said, do your best with the rest. All right, that'll do it for today's episode. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.